So it is Bodhi mind cannot be planted deep into your consciousness. Chances are, life after life, when you come, you will be heedless. You will suffer. You will have no chance of liberating your mind. Now that you have the condition, please do determine sincerely and strongly with the faith and the diligence to plant this Bodhi mind, to take this Bodhisattva precepts, to walk the Bodhisattva way. Forget about whether you can do it or not, because that's what your thought is trying to tell you, to deceive you, not knowing that the blessing that comes with this determination is so powerful, and you have everything to benefit you to go your way. What have you got to lose to go this way? It's all about cultivation, perfection. Do you know how Sakyamuni became a Sammasambuddha? Just because of one major shipwreck, he realized he could only save his mother and not the many that has drowned. It was mentioned in the chronicles how he became a Sammasambuddha after that incident. It was during that time that he vowed and determined to liberate living beings to save all sentient beings, where he realized that in that life he could only save his mother, even though he knew he could become an arahant. That's the reason why that resolve gave rise to the condition for him to plant that seed of Bodhi. And from there onward, he determined to fulfill his vow to become a Sammasambuddha. So you have to determine strongly to plant the seed of Bodhi too, especially so while you are still in the present sasana. That's the reason why I told you all, the window is there. If you miss this window, and when you come to realize what this is all about in future, you are going to regret deeply, for this is the best and only golden window. To come across such condition again, that is to have the blessing or blessed condition to be born as a human being during this sasana, and to have the condition to cultivate the Buddha Dharma with this type of understanding and clarity. Yet you still don't make this vow and this determination, then you are going to regret it. This is very important. Am I not trying to encourage you or discourage you or to convince you? No. Where is your life? You decide. Do you understand? My duty is to share this understanding, because there are causes and conditions for me to do it, and affinity for this nature to do so. You may say everything is anatta, but the law of karma do recognize this relationship. Every life you come, if I am you, this nature will vow never to come with a form and mind that is deluded again, no matter why or how, because no point coming here to suffer and to be afflicted, isn't it? What for? If every life you are still that heedless, doing all the heedless thing, creating and experience all the coming negativity, playing, fooling and joking around, taking life so lightly, not knowing how to seize upon condition to move and to determine to make the vow, then what is the point of coming again? All these are very important understanding. So joke aside, your life, you better decide how you want to move and cultivate. This is for all of you. Don't underestimate your potential. You never know until you are connected. Maybe you have planted the Bodhi seed in the past, but because you are never serious this life, that's why there is no condition for you to connect. But when you have the faith, sincerity, and perseverance, you will see the transformation, and you will come to understand that a very naive, sincere, and simple cultivator can connect and become some very great and special being within a very short time.